Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen with Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. There's more to saving for retirement than just contributing to your 401k account at work. There's a responsibility on the part of the saver to have goals and specific numbers in mind so they don't run out of money early in retirement. Here with us to discuss is Frederick Axeter, Wells Fargo's Asset Manager, Head of Strategic Business Segments. So, Frederick, you learned a lot about the instincts of working people saving for retirement in the latest Wells Fargo Gallup Investor and Retirement Optimism Index. And some of it was a bit troubling. In fact, about half said they would simply stop saving if tax-deferred 401k programs were to end.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think that this highlights, first, the importance of DC plans in terms of moving from a more of a supplementary savings vehicle to really a primary savings vehicle, but also the vulnerability for these investments. 46% of investors said that they would stop investing or invest less in 401k plans if the deferred nature of their taxes was taken away. So I think it's call for action for all of us to, if anything, try to strengthen the 401k system.
And respondents to the survey made it clear that they want a guaranteed income stream in retirement. Who doesn't want that? But they also said that the path to achieving that was sort of unclear to them.
Yes. We call it the retirement sieve. That in terms of how do we get to those objectives, I mean, it's really elusive. And so it's only 53% of investors that have some kind of long-term money goal, kind of a nest egg objective. And it's only 19% of investors that have a combination of having that goal and also have some idea of kind of what income in retirement can they have to last throughout their, you know, hopefully long retirement. And we estimate that kind of a reasonable level is to be up to 5% annually of your retirement nest egg.
So, Frederick, let's say an investor wants to reach a target of $1 million or more in savings for retirement. That's a number that comes up in the Wells Fargo survey.
Yep.
What steps should they take to help to get them to that goal?
Yeah, I think, first of all, it's the importance of starting to save early. You can kind of look at, and you know, if you're retiring and you're age 65 and you can look back in your lifetime, it's a surprisingly large amount of that money is coming from the early savings, just the power of compounding. The other thing I think is, I mean, back to 401k plans, I think they're really important. And plan sponsors, organizations are now pushing the envelope to help people save more earlier. There was a great article in today's Wall Street Journal from Richard Thaler that was speaking to exactly this point.
So you talk about the early savings, the importance of that. That's even though that's a time in someone's career when they're not making as much as they might down the line, that is a key time period to put away money.
That's right. The other thing that's coming up is to, in a way, be creative and meet people where they're at. I mean, there is a trade-off here between, let's say, paying off student debt and saving more for retirement. And it's just be smart and thoughtful and really thinking, as Thaler was pointing out, of that longer-term objective and having that in mind all the time.
To that point, the survey results that Wells Fargo Asset Management put out suggest that the industry could also do a better job in, as you say, meeting people where they're at or at least steering people toward setting appropriate goals.
That's right. I think of the 401k plan right now as it's really a savings vehicle. And sometimes we even call it the, you know, here's the savings plan. It should be a retirement vehicle to help people save and also to make that money last throughout their retirement. And we need to move away from that retirement sieve and think of, you know, how can we make it just easier for people to have a higher and a more clear view of what income they can have that lasts them throughout their retirement.
What sorts of ideas do you and Wells Fargo have in mind that the industry could do?
I think that ultimately, and I applaud the DUL and Treasury and the work that they've done, for example, with QLACs and of having deferred annuities play a role within DC plans, specifically within the default, within targeted funds.
It's called QLACs?
Yes. It's a qualified longevity annuity contract. And it's basically almost you think of it as an insurance here that for old age, that it's only kicks in at a fairly advanced age, between 80 and 85.
We're speaking with Frederick Exeter from Wells Fargo Asset Management about the preparedness, or lack thereof, by retirement investors, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Welcome back, everybody. Frederick, what's interesting is what you found out about what's called social impact investing. The survey shows that investors respond to investments that have a cause attached to them, like the environment or human rights. But there's a specific breakdown in terms of who responds to that the most.
To me, the most interesting finding is, first of all, the broad-based appeal of social impact investing. But it's also, we spoke about 401k plans and the connection there. It's saying that 34% of investors think that if their company offers ESG investments or socially responsible investments, it makes them look at their organization more favorably. So I think it's a kind of a call to action for organizations, for plan sponsors to more proactively include social impact investing within 401k plans.
So it's a benefit for employers as well to offer those.
That's right. It becomes a part of attracting and retaining key talent.
And while the cause might draw them in, the majority of investors say they don't know how social impact funds actually perform compared to other investments. That was sort of surprising.
Yeah, and something that we hear both from investors and even plan sponsors, and I think that there's an opportunity for myth-busting here. There's now great evidence around strong performance of ESG or socially responsible investments. There's a great meta study, for example, that looks at over 2,000 other studies, and they find non-negative correlation between performance and sustainability or socially responsible investing in 90% of the cases.
So it sounds like really the first step toward responsible investing, whether it's socially minded or not, is really to start doing your homework and to be able to go to the website where your 401k is held and see the comparison tables and see what the 5-year track record has been of funds you're in, 10 years and such, and really be able to measure that against what you're looking for.
Yeah, I think talk to your financial advisor on social responsible investing and how you can incorporate that within investment portfolios. And also, I think it's something for plan sponsors, for organizations to consider to include this in your 401k plans.
That's Wells Fargo Asset Management's Frederick Exeter joining us in our studio. Frederick, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli with J.R. Whalen in New York.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.